President-elect Joe Biden got his booster shot for coronavirus today, but he is angry that you are not getting the same thing much more quickly. Biden is said to be frustrated and ticked off at his team in charge of crafting a coronavirus response. There is major concern the new administration will fall short of its promises of 100 million COVID vaccinations in the first 100 days.
Joining us live now on Skype is Politico reporter Tyler Pager.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here. And I think, you know, this is an incredibly difficult problem. And I think that's important for people to understand just how difficult it is to try to distribute vaccines to the entire American people, not just once, but twice. Of course, the vaccines that have been approved require two doses, 21 or 28 days apart. And so they're trying to build the infrastructure to be able to rapidly ramp up just the capabilities of cities and states to be able to do that. And so I think understanding this, the difficulty of the problem is part of it. And secondly, the Trump administration has had a lot of troubles doing so. You know, they had this target of 20 million vaccinations in the month of December. They fell way short of that. It was under 3 million. So we think those are two of the structural factors that they're inheriting. But also, you know, the president-elect understands the gravity of this situation. He knows that his agenda depends on being able to curtail COVID and get the country back open, the economy restarted, schools reopened. And so he's really putting pressure on his team to ensure that they can deliver.
Who is the president-elect aiming his verbal fire at?
Yeah, so it's directed at the team. He's built a pretty substantial COVID team with a COVID advisory board, but it's led by Jeff Zients and Natalie Killian. Jeff Zients, obviously, from the Obama administration, the director of the National Economic Council, was dubbed Mr. Fix-It for his role in fixing healthcare.gov. And Natalie Killian, she was a deputy campaign manager on the Biden campaign, and before that was a partner at BCG. You know, Biden has been pressing them and their team to really pick up the pace. He has conveyed to them that he felt they were underperforming and is just frustrated by, you know, ensuring that his team can meet this lofty goal of 100 million vaccinations in 100 days.
So, Tyler, given the enormity of this task, they've only got 9 days before Joe Biden takes office. Can they figure this out before he gets in so they can hit the ground running?
Exactly. That's the big question I think that Biden is running up against. He said today he was asked about whether he still had confidence in his COVID team in this goal, and he said he did. On Thursday, we're expected to see his COVID plan unveiled to see exactly how they are going to vaccinate all these people. And the experts that we talked to, both inside and outside the transition, said, yes, it is still feasible. This goal is within reach. But there were concerns about, you know, setting a big target, an ambitious target, and not failing to reach one that is pretty easy to track. You know, the government keeps close tabs on how many people are vaccinated each day.
You touched on this, but we just kind of want to bring the hammer down on it to finish up. Joe Biden must know if he can fix COVID, he'll probably go down in history as one of the greatest modern presidents, just for that fact. But is the job, as it turns out, a lot harder? Even these seasoned political people on the team can't seem to do it.
Yeah, I don't think that we can write the post-mortem yet. I think we're just getting there. And these are some of the, you know, the way we described in the article, where these are some growing pains as the team adapts to working largely virtually, adapts to, you know, transitioning into the government and taking over a plan that they feel the Trump administration has completely botched. So, you know, I think the stakes are incredibly high. The president-elect and his team recognize that. And they know that they need to deliver, you know, as we've discussed, in order to get the country back open, in order to revamp the economy, in order to move forward on all of his agenda that he ran on, COVID is the first thing that needs to be addressed. And so the pressure is on for them to really live up to the promises that they made to the American people and save lives. I mean, 4,000 people are dying every day across the country.
All right. Politico reporter Tyler Pager.